So Redwood County at this point is set to have a veteran cemetery coming anytime soon, and people have been hearing updates about it. And so what is the latest news as far as the progress of the Redwood County Veteran Cemetery?
Right now, the cemetery is on track. However, there's a few milestones that will be taking place over the next couple months, which would determine the final determination of the state funding components of the project and the construction bids response.
So is there a set opening date at this point?
As of right now, they're saying that they still plan to be conducting a groundbreaking in September of 2021. Right now, it's just a matter of getting the finalization on a few things and then getting the bids that they need to get. Depending on what the bid numbers would come out with, could adjust why they're looking at wanting to get more state funding for the project.
Okay, and the bidding and the actual supervision of the construction of the project, is that at the county level or is it the state level or
federal? That is all controlled by the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. So okay. They are the ones that will be putting out on their website for the contractors to review the project plans, and from there they'll do the bidding. And then what will happen is the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs will send those bids out to the national, showing that the $5.9 million that was allocated for the project is required, needed, mm-hmm. and then they'll unlock those funds.
Okay. People are curious where the Veteran Cemetery is actually going to be. Could you just sort of describe it? It's if you're leaving Redwood Falls on Highway 1971 driving eastward, where would people find it?
So if you head out that way, and you'll see where the Kibble implement to your right is if you're heading north on 71. Right after that, there's an intersection, and they just put in a brand-new tar road on that intersection, and it's the field that is vacant. You'll see that there's no crops in it or anything. That's where the Veteran Cemetery starts, right at 71, and it goes all the way down. There's a creek that runs through there.
Okay, about how many acres will it be?
It's approximately a little over 60.
60 acres. And as far as once the Veteran Cemetery is finally opened up and can accept, I don't know even how to phrase it.
So as of right now, with everything going through, they're looking at a time frame where the project will be completed in November of 2023,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have their first interim on Veterans Day of 2023, but then they'll have a dedication event in Memorial Day of 2024 when the weather's a lot nicer.
Okay. As far as constructing a veteran cemetery, what is actually involved in that? Is there a lot of landscaping work or land reshaping work?
Yes. They will completely be redoing how the landscape is. The biggest thing is they always want to try to incorporate natural surroundings. Because of granite being in this area, bringing in a lot more granite rock and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that way it kind of brings in stuff that's found in this area. Because if you go up to Duluth, they have a lot more, it's a totally different atmosphere
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So they try to keep everything that's from the local area in when they build these.
When the Redwood County Veteran Cemetery is finally finished, will there be any employees who are there full-time or part-time, or how will that work?
So as of right now, they're looking at employing 7 full-timers to be working there, which would be you got your supervisor, and then you'll have your ground maintenance teams.
They're doing the prep work for it right now, and they're waiting for some final financial details to be worked out. What exactly is being done right now up until September when the groundbreaking happens?
What's going on behind the scenes with the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs is they're currently working with the Minnesota State Legislative on some state funding. They're going to be getting that all taken care of by August 21, so that way they can break on September 2021, the groundbreaking. They have been in close contact with State Senator Gary Dames, along with Representative Paul Torkelson, introducing legislation, a support project, and that way they can help get more state funding to make this project even better than what it's planned to be.
Okay. One question, what am I not asking? What are some details about this project that you want people to know about that I haven't asked about?
So right now I know that there's a lot of people asking about the layout of the cemetery. That has been pre-approved by the National Cemetery Board. Now they just have to get it approved by the Veterans Cemetery Grant Program.
Mm-hmm.
And once that comes out, they are looking at that to be finalized by June 11th of this year, the actual project, how everything's going to look.
Okay.
And then hopefully by then they can get all the engineering side of the house so they know what all needs to be moved, like you were talking about the landscaping and everything. And hopefully by then, by late summer, we should have a diagram what it's going to look like so we can put that out maybe on the county Facebook page for people to observe.
Okay, I was just about to ask that. Is there an actual plan that people can look at yet? But it's in the works right now.
Yep. Before they put the cart in front of the horse, they just need to get all the approvals mm-hmm. on it. So, but the good thing is that the National Cemetery Board has approved what they've sent. Now they just need the grant, National Grant, the Cemetery Grant Committee to bless off on it, and then everything should be finalized for the actual planning portion.
Okay, that sounds great. At this point, if people want any information, how could they go about finding out more?
Right now, you can contact my office down at the Government Center. You can call me at 507-637-4034. I say again, 507-637-4034. Right now, the other thing I've been letting veterans know, there is a pre-approval form that they can fill out. The only thing is because it's so early in the stages, Southwest Minnesota's cemetery is not on there. But as soon as that comes out, we will be definitely putting out to the public, hey, if people want to get pre-registered, they can do that at that time. But okay. Right now, it's just a little bit too early in mm-hmm. the settings.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.